Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of out of nowhere abilities, Ichigo is the god of hell.
Warning, this Bleach podcast features many spoilers from the upcoming anime arc, Thousand Year Blood War. So if you've not read the manga or you do not want to hear spoilers for the upcoming arc, viewer discretion is advised. What is up? Welcome to Bleach Boys, the YouTube only, actually streaming only, YouTube only.
One day we'll have a consistent start to this.
Only otaku Bleach Boys podcast in the world. I nailed it. We're doing a little bit of a Bleach rewatch here and there, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing the final of the animated movies, because I've got to put an asterisk there. Mm-hmm. So far, correct. So,
the animation, so, top tier.
We're doing Hellverse.
Are we going to go and do the live action?
We could potentially. Maybe like top off the series,
I've
go back to the beginning,
that.
You know.
Before we go into Camp Hero.
Yeah, yeah. We'll maybe top it off. So last of the animated ones. I mean, I feel like this is one of those weird movies where I don't have much to say about the movie itself.
Yeah.
It was like too predictable. That's the problem.
Very predictable. The things that you thought were going to happen were going to happen. It had a couple of good fan service movie like moments. Like it kind of.
Not for Sam, though.
No.
He was fucking livid.
Kind of harkened back to kind of like a Memories of Nobody, where it's like they had a couple of things, but it's like, I feel like it had less cool classical music for me.
And,
I feel like the animation was a little worse than
than Fade to Black.
I feel like Fade to Black had a kind of more classic,
like super
anime
clean
style, and then this one was the modern kind of.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Shit
with that
goes
part,
to blurs for half a second.
Yeah, so like there was an end scene of Yuzu and what's the other
sister? Katagarin.
And it looked almost identical to like the Digimon we got when they were adults, and I was like, it looks like fucking Digimon. It's like,
It was very pastel.
Yes,
very
pastel-y. Pastel-y.
I hated that in Naruto.
Yes, I hated that as well. But it's not a bad thing. But I do think if I had to rank this movie in the hierarchy of movies that we've seen,
out of all
four,
the movies of the four,
so
what
Fade to Black
ranking
is the best.
Yes,
100% Fade to Black is the best.
I did like Fade to Black.
Second
the best.
Movie is going
the
to be
the Diamond Dust.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm
you're
just
fucking
kidding.
Wrong on that one. I have to give it to
Fade to Black.
Yeah, no, Memories of Nobody. No.
Memories of Nobody was first.
No. Hold on.
Diamond Dust.
I'm rethinking my organization.
Diamond Dust is
so
the worst.
Obviously, let me start from the bottom of my organization, because Diamond Dust is at the bottom 100%.
Yeah, okay,
so we'll just knock that one out on the bottom.
Agreed.
And then I think Hellverse I would put on third.
Really?
I would put Hellverse on third. Okay. It just like.
See, surprisingly, I didn't pay attention to this one all that much.
To me, Hellverse.
You didn't need to.
Hellverse felt exactly like the in show fillers, where they stop somewhere and like, okay, we know everybody's one cool move. We're going to redo all of those in this.
Yep.
Get ready. And
except
it's like
they made some weird shit
for Uryu.
Yeah, they did try to alter a couple of the moves where, like, oh, we put a little spice. So we put a little spice on there.
A little thrill thing.
It is like they got to the Vassal Lord of Ichigo. We're bringing that shit back.
Yeah.
We got the Uryu doing the whatever the fuck Pentagon bullshit. We changed it to be a little square. A little bit of spice on that one.
Yeah, it was
we got
cool.
The Rukia. She could reform her sword with ice. This time it actually freezes them completely.
Yep.
Yeah.
A little bit of spice on there. Yeah. And it's like.
Renji
got nothing.
Chad was still knocked out.
Chad was knocked out.
Yeah, he's
unconscious.
You know what?
Still for a
he's
while.
Too strong. That's why they had to
so
knock
had
him out.
They had
so
to take
second
him out.
is Memories of Nobody the one with Senna?
Yeah.
So that's gonna be my second, and then,
really?
Then Fade to Black will be my first.
So these were just all trash.
I think
then.
Fade to Black was the like the perfect like homage movie. So
which
I would
is
put,
so weird because you were saying in the beginning it felt like they were just doing reoccurring things, but Fade to Black is literally let's retell the same story.
Fade to Black did it correctly though. Where it was like it was fun enough. Where it was like, oh, cool. Oh, cool. And this one was like, why are you beating me over the head with this? Like, they opened the movie of Hellverse, if people out there forget, identical opening to the beginning of the series, except it's a different
it's a little
soul
boy this
kid.
Time.
Yeah.
And we were like, is this the beginning? Are we?
It confused the fuck out of us
for
a bit.
Yeah,
this
then
kid,
they
though.
Show the guy, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure the one at the beginning was a girl. And then it's like, they finally like have him talking about Soul Society. It's like, okay, definitely not the beginning.
Yeah.
And it's like, once I figured that out, it was like, okay, it's kind of cool to see how he handles souls now that he actually knows, like,
more
he's
mature.
A matured soul reaper and whatnot.
But he can perform konsos, and he's just like, let me just talk
let me
to a jutsu these people.
But that's, like, that's so weird because, like,
I get the point of like a concert. It's like you almost kind of force somebody to go to the Soul Society. Yeah. It's like boons and they go.
Bonk.
But it's like it is still an important thing to do. Like, don't leave that one there to potentially get eaten by a hollow. Like,
yeah, yeah, I feel like the kid is like, oh yeah, I get you.
Like, and that's then he irresponsible. Gone, like,
but I thought he disappeared. Like he left out of his own good.
Later when he did, they didn't know where he was.
Oh,
right? They didn't ever. They didn't ever say like, oh, it looks like he faded away.
Because Renji and Rukia were like,
yeah, they
what
asked
do you
where
mean?
He is, and he's just like, I thought he would still be here.
We never came back to him, did
no,
we?
No, fuck no.
Oh my fuck god.
No. So it's
was that some significant thing?
Wait, were we supposed to stay
back in
the
fifth movie? The bad guy.
Oh my god.
Ichigo will have abandoned him.
You forgot me, Ichigo.
Where is my mom and dad?
Came back as a Vassal Lorde himself,
oh,
you know, and
I
he's
can't
pissed.
Wait.
Yep. So, I mean, I just had like some things. Like, I mean, when Rukia's sword broke, this was what Josh was mentioning, and I was livid. I was just like,
Okay, so we joined Bleach Boys like in terms of watching with you after the Arrieta fight.
Yes,
so,
I think almost right after the Arrieta fight. Yeah,
and so it was just me and Sam first, and then me and Jose came in, and we've been watching ever since. Which apparently this was a long fucking time ago.
Yep.
So we didn't see the scene where she regrows the fucking sword, and me and Jose are just chilling, like, oh, this is pretty cool. What's she gonna do? No, no, please don't. Oh my god, she's gonna remake her sword. I am not having
it's
this.
Because she gets caught. So they basically do this, I don't know, it's not really the final confrontation, but there's a part where Uryu and Renji and Rukia have to hold off the guys while Ichigo goes and does the thing.
Ichigo,
which
you
immediately
go
gave
it.
Me a,
we'll
just like
this.
Made me want to hit my head against the wall seeing that again. Because, yeah, like I was like, the classic, you go ahead, you're just going to get in our way. And it's like it's the three shitty characters who have already, by the way, lost to these guys in the human world and stated that they are now also stronger in hell.
Yeah.
That they're just somehow going to win, which they do. Yep. They somehow win.
It's some bullshit.
It just
well, Chad wasn't there, so I mean, I think he kind
of
wasted the
we
team
were
there.
Having a conversation about the outcomes of this, about whether they were under Gintei Kaijo when they went to the real world.
Yeah.
It's not ever explained if they were. You could kind of semi explain away, like, oh, they were under Gintei Kaijo in the real world in hell. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then it's like, how does Uryu win? He's not under Gintei Kaijo.
Yeah.
And it's like, Ruki is not a lieutenant, so it's like, where is the rule? On her, like, did she get Gintei Kaijo?
Like, if they're under Gintei Kaijo,
well,
then
yeah,
that
because
just...
Ikaku and Yumichika got it right.
I'm almost certain Yumichika did not have Gintei Kaijo,
so he's just a weak ass.
I'm almost certain that he didn't. I'm not 100% on that. This is all pulling from memory, but
I think you're right.
I
think
I feel like
was the only
was,
one that
yeah,
got
Ikaku
it.
Ikaku was the only one who had Gintei Kaijo.
Didn't they say something where it's like it's immediately on captains?
Yes, captains and lieutenants is immediately like, on them the moment
but
they get
the other
through.
Ones probably
but you
get
can
it.
Bypass it by like going around as a captain and lieutenant. Like, there's some sort of way to bypass it,
okay,
but it is immediately on them when they go through.
Got you. Well, we discussed it a little bit. Central 46 is probably in there, so they probably gave approval
yes,
for
yes,
that
yes.
shit.
Well, it's like that begs the question. Can you go straight? Because so when you die in Soul Society, you get reborn. It's a it's a cycle of rebirth. But if, let's say—
Reborn
do,
in the human world or in Soul Society?
Yeah. Let's say you die in the Soul Society, but you did horrible, horrible things when you were in the Soul Society. Do you then go to hell, or do you still get to get reborn?
My urine is
fucked.
It specifically said while you were alive as a human.
Yeah, so that's
right?
why I'm wondering, but it's like, so be a good person while you're human, go to Soul Society, and then
be
an
asshole.
Absolute asshole.
Aizen did that.
Sam's going to be a bandit up there.
He got to live, though. He got to live for a long time. I mean, the original Soul Society were all bandits and mercenaries.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, yeah, Genry, it's not a bad path. I'm just saying the path's been paved. So and
you could potentially become
Genryu Sai gonna go when he dies. Does he go to hell or does he get reborn?
When he dies, he's dead.
I was talking current, but
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. Could you imagine your captain commander's like, I fade away from you, and then the hand of God comes through and stabs him in the back and just like,
I also don't remember that. I'm trying to think back to the original Gate of Hell that appears. I don't remember the hand thing.
I thought it was just
chains.
But you don't really see the hand too well. You just see the giant blade come through.
Yeah.
I always thought it was chains. Maybe they get strapped up with chains and they get stabbed is what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's kind of what I remember from memory. But going back to the dumbass Rukia part.
Okay.
Absolute dumbass. She basically, so Uryu wins his fight by doing some cool square move, which is instantly better than his pentagon. I don't know why he hasn't used that before.
Permanently better.
Renji just stabs the guy to death, just decides, fuck it, we're going to take that guy out.
Yeah, and they went full blood, by the way.
Yes, they did.
It was
wild. That's a great point.
It was gory.
And then Rukia loses. She's like fighting off tentacles. It breaks her sword in half, and I'm immediately like, fuck you.
You know what's going
to
happen.
Fuck you that this is about to happen. And then to her credit, she very clearly does kind of like play dead. Like she kind of, once her sword breaks, she's like, goes limp. And the guy's like, I fucking got
you. You remember the last tentacle bitch you fought?
Yeah.
Hope I didn't give you any ideas.
Yeah. And then it just like reforms the sword, freezes the guy. Do you think Arrieta was like, idiot.
Yeah. Because he's in there, right?
Wait, wait, wait. But Kokoda watched the fight of Okiura and Vassalorde, so why weren't they watching the other fights? They just... They turned off the
more importantly, how?
So he's the only one that saw it, and he spread the lies about
the
whole situation.
He's the one who's like, oh, I saw your fight.
Yeah.
But, like, was nobody else like, everybody. It was just like, ah, whatever, we're not going to. How did he watch? Did they ever say how did he watch?
Apparently he's, like, the fucking worst human being ever. Because
after killing three people.
Did he only kill, like, three people?
No. So he didn't. So the original lie that he told Ichigo was obviously his sister got killed, and then he killed those guys, like, very horribly and slowly. Yeah. And that's why he's there. But that wasn't the full truth. After that, all he could think about was his sister and how much pain he was in. So he went around and did that to everybody else.
He's
so that
they could feel so that
they, $10 as Jack the Ripper.
So that they could feel his pain as well. Yeah. Is what he said. So
that's cool.
That's why he was really there.
Okay.
But I have a whole problem with Kokoda's plan from the start. So he basically sets up this thing with Ichigo where he pits him against this shitty other group and is like, they want you to break him out. I'll help you save your sister because I really love my sister if you just promise me I could be reborn. And Ichigo's like,
No problem.
Dude, you're
if
my friend.
Like, it, sure.
Yeah. It's like, hey, we both like our sisters? Fuck yeah, you can't be that bad of a guy.
He probably went, oh, fuck.
There's never been an evil person in history that is like their sister at the same time. You know? Never happened. Yeah,
very true.
They just break up in the Hellgate, let the guy out. So he agrees, and everything's going swimmingly.
Yeah.
Absolutely swimmingly.
Kokoda is, like, fucking helping.
Yeah,
he's
being a really good guy.
He does a sweet double suicide move. Yo. He's, like, absolutely loving it. He looks great. And Ichigo wins. He wins. The only thing that he doesn't win is, like, his, I don't know if he doesn't know at that part that his sister's officially kind of, like, dead.
Yeah.
He finds
out
after Kokoda ruins his plan.
Yeah.
But it's, like, Ichigo wins, and then Kokoda just throws his sword out of nowhere and pierces Ichigo. When realistically he could have been like, oh, hey, we did it, nice, hey, so you're gonna let me out now, right? Like, we're good, we're Gucci.
The only thing I can think of is he's like, oh, I have to have Vassalorde Ichigo, which is like
he just wants the power because he's like, oh, I'm gonna shatter these things and this is the only way that I could break the chains.
$10 he could have fucking stabbed Ichigo in the chest because he would be like, hey, this is the only way. Okay, I mean, I did it once before. I got solar powers. Might as well get hell powers,
well, it's
too.
Like they constantly showed that, like, Ichigo's holo powers were, like, amped up. Like, in hell. They were, like, even just his regular mask was amped. Obviously, Vassalorde was even more amped in hell.
So if a random holo just landed in there.
Wouldn't that mean the Espadas be more powerful there then? Yeah, they got fucked in
wrecked.
The setup episode for the movie. So they never get shown again.
Yeah. Yep. Because they show all these... like B-list bad guys in the fucking weird cloaks they never explain how they can go into fucking the human world.
Well, they did in the setup episode that they have to use the cloaks, and the setup was if the cloaks get ripped or anything like that, then they have to, like, they get sucked back. That's why the moment
That was in the setup episode?
Yeah. That's why the moment the mask broke on that guy
I put it together.
But it was in the setup episode with Scream or whatever the fucking name was.
Shrieker.
Thank you.
But I didn't remember the okay, that's fine. Yeah. But They just what was it? I totally lost my train of thought.
I think you were in the middle of saying they introduced Tentacle Boy.
Boy, who I was like, is that Aaron Yarrow? I thought it was because
it
would have
been
the
perfect opportunity. Really, it would have been really, really, and it would have been.
I feel like they almost used the same voice actor if I can remember the dub.
I would have lost my shit even more though if they are setting this whole thing up and he dies the same exact way. I would have blown my brains out against the wall if Aaron Yarrow died identically to the way he died last.
He absorbed Arniero.
This is the Arniero absorber guy. That's his only one spot of power.
Yep.
Yeah, it was I don't know. It's like they kind of, and we were watching it, so they basically go down, what, 4 floors of hell? Like,
it's beautiful, by the way.
And it is beautiful.
The water one was fantastic.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
The first floor is the one that's not really the best because they're constantly under attack by that bullshit. But the other ones were very peaceful.
A big old water palace with fucking like lotus petals made out of concrete and shit.
It would be nice. You could swim around.
Like more of the lava aesthetic. We got yellow acid that you can hang out with.
If you felt
the Mordor. There you go.
Yep.
But right above it was the Bone Beach.
Beautiful. Oh, what is this sand? Oh, it's just bone, you know.
I mean, and you think about it, if you're a real estate developer, it's all empty.
Oh my god.
There's plenty of room for houses.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Disney World? Yep. Disney Hell? Come on.
Dude, they don't ever address, like, do things get repaired in hell? Because those guys are smashing through everything. Like,
The big bone dudes,
they're smashing through everything.
Well, then they realize they're like, oh, hey, we shouldn't do that. And then they float through everything.
So the bone keepers have an endless supply of food.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They're just constantly munching.
Bottom jaw. I don't think they're really hungry.
Well, they're just like, they're just having a great time regardless.
Do they just smush people through their front teeth?
That's even worse. That's even worse.
Because remember, you'd see like
they grind you down against the teeth. Yeah, fuck that. That would be even worse.
I would say that in terms of all Bleach, this was the most fucked up gore wise. Like even if you were to get like Rengeku getting her,
I wonder what the rating on this movie was. Like PG-13
or what? It had to be 13.
The scene with Renji alone was probably rated R.
Like this had more gruesome moments in it than the Demon Slayer movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Demon Slayer was rated R.
I would say Demon Slayer was more fucked up in terms of like some of the shit that they talk, like the things that happened.
Yeah.
Cuz there's some scenery that happened and you're like, "Ooh, that's gross." But there's just a lot of fucking blood. Mm-hmm. Like in this movie, just a lot of fucking blood.
But I don't think it was R.
But I feel like blood was kind of where they, like we talked about before in the other episodes, like blood seems to be where they draw the line normally and they're like,
"We got naked Rukia."
Yeah. Fuck chained the blood. Up. Let's get that as a classic Bleach Brave Souls, please. Naked Rukia in chains. Let's go.
Yes. Can we get
or
a Hima's
new outfit?
I mean, we basically get them in like their swimsuit outfits already. So, I mean, just throw the chains on there. And we're chilling. I'm glad they just chose Rukia to do that with. You know, they were just
I was okay with
it. We're not going to do Udyu. We're not going to do Renji. We're just going to do just Rukia. And I kind of didn't understand. So Rukia, she comes back and she gets like her white kind of hell outfit. She looks like she got abducted in Soul Society again when she comes back. But shouldn't she also have her powers? Kokoro has powers.
Yeah.
I think she's weak from being molten lava literally 2 seconds ago.
I guess she was ripe, but it's
for
like,
the picking.
No, you can't say that because the other guy just got molten lava. And when they came,
they're used to it.
Okay,
I'm going to make up bullshit because me and my boy Tiger
powers. Like, she should help.
Have you ever heard of a thing that's just to develop the plot? She cannot come in.
Well, talking about developing the plot, they continue to do the classic Ichigo strategy where he watches everything happen.
Yep.
So, like, he sees Kokoro start to get attacked. Kokoro, no! And then he just stands there. It's like, are you going to help, mate, or are you just going to watch?
I'm going to just try and rationalize this one. Fights happen in, what, half a fucking second in this show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's just like, oh shit, I saw that.
But they had multiple interactions. Kokoro was able to have a whole fight, and Ichigo did nothing except for watch until Kokoro was like, don't worry, save your sister, I got it.
Suicided myself.
Yeah, like, would have been cool if you helped, but that's
dope.
Whatever.
He was fucking fantastic.
Yeah,
but
Kokoro was cool.
I think Ichigo is just enamored because he's like, wow, is this going to be me when
he's constantly enamored every fight. Every fight he's enamored.
He's a dumb kid.
Like, you remember when he just watched all the captains fight Aizen? He just watched. Yep.
Guys, why did you do that?
Well, he wanted the opening. Remember, he's I got to watch out for the signal.
Like, create an opening. Do something. Like, why is he such a watcher?
We didn't get mansplain Ichigo until the very end, though, where it was like, because he did it in the fucking Diamond Dust Rebellion, where he's just like, oh, this is how you have to save your friends and bullshit.
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice, but classic
so
Ichigo.
So to go to hell, basically, they set up the whole movie that, like, oh, humans can't survive in hell. That's why his sister being in hell is like, it's on a timeline. Yeah. Like, you need to fucking go. Yeah.
But Udyu.
Here's where the question comes in. Is Quincy a different race entirely? They're not human? Because if he is a human, that's bullshit
is
that he
is
in
like
there.
Is it just like high spiritual pressure people or something like that?
Like, because they talk about, like, I don't know. There's a couple of key points of their, I don't know how canonically correct this version of hell is, but they kind of talk about how there's a set of soul reapers that oversee all of hell, and they kind of like the only ones that kind of dip in and out just to kind of check on the place and see how's it going.
Which we brought up, Zero Squad of Hell would be dope as fuck.
Yes. Holy shit, they'd
but then
all
it like
bones.
Kind of begs into the question, like, how do those, you know, the skeleton guys, remember they got all pissed, like, oh, they sense you're here. They're just soul reapers. Like, maybe they're pissed at Udyu being there. They're like, there's a fucking human guy running around in here.
Let me try to rationalize this. Quincy specialize in sucking up Reishi, so maybe they can, like, form the, like, they're in that area. Like, I am now
maybe
a part of hell.
Constantly sucking up Reishi that it's keeping him alive? I don't know.
That well, like, they say that basically the air is toxic to humans.
Yeah.
What
well,
they
he
say.
Does
well,
get
even,
chained.
Even Renji was like, oh, God, it smells funky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, wait, why the fuck did Renji get chained?
What do you mean?
Why did Rukia get chained?
What do you mean?
If they're soul reapers constantly in hell.
Because they died.
They died.
They died.
They only got fucking slapped.
They died.
They did.
Really? Yeah. So they I don't think
Did Kokoda just go back and double tap?
Yeah, I think I would assume he went back and double tap. Because I was thinking when Ichigo was going back in, I was like, they better not still be alive down there. Like, he better have double tapped them or something.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that would be a horrible game plan to keep them alive and be like, come and get him. It's like, dude, you could have made it twice as hard by just, like, double tapping them.
Yep.
I liked how when Ichigo came back, Kokoro was like, oh, wait, what the fuck? Kind of like, I was just chilling, being sad. Like, my fucking one chain's left. Are
you
could have
had the
me?
Thanos thing. He's like, and you came back to me.
I do like that he didn't have it, like, planned
expected.
Out. Like, he was like, oh, I knew you'd come back. He's like, oh, I was going to fucking come out there and get you. I'm glad you came back,
though.
It's like, that really
like,
saved me a lot of work.
You don't know what it takes to travel to the world of the living.
Yeah, like,
man.
I genuinely liked that part. Like, he was, I feel like I This is we watched in dubbed, it should be stated. Yep. I feel like I didn't, his voice did not match the voice I would have envisioned in my mind for him. Like,
yeah.
It, even sometimes when he's talking, and he was supposed to have like a couple of silly bits very, very early on, but he's very deadpan, deep voice.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay.
But
it's
he's
like,
funny as Roy Mustang in the
Yeah, he
Full
was
Metal.
Cool in some parts, but he just didn't seem to match, like, I don't know, the kind of like setup they were going
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
At least from my point of view, you know, obviously you might like him, you might not.
I wish he wasn't the bad guy. It would have been so
it
much
been cool.
better.
He would have been like the guy from the Menos Forest.
So I was concerned we were going to get a classic bad guy thing where, you know, he told the sob story to Ichigo, and then he's like, just kidding, I'm actually bad. And then Ichigo kills him. He's like, no, I really did love my sister, please. Glack. And then we get like the final nice scene of him remembering his sister, like, find my sister, tell her I'm sorry. And then he disappears.
So I did
Ichigo
have to
comes back. What,
I've been watching a lot of anime with my girlfriend lately, and I had to tell her, hey, if you ever see backstory for a character, they're about to fucking die.
Yeah.
Just how's
she enjoying it? Have you?
She's been enjoying it, but there was a part, she's like, are we in a back, like a flashback? I'm like, yeah, you're about to die.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Big rib, dude.
Which we really never got a flashback for Kokoro.
No, there was a point where he tells Ichigo, please save me from hell, and Ichigo runs off, and he's standing in the back. It's like classic villain move where he's like,
the whole time Josh is like,
but they didn't do it.
They literally don't tell you that he's a villain until the sword is thrown through what looked like Ichigo's face,
right?
But it's actually his chest.
But that was a sick fucking angle.
It would have been even cooler if he got domed. But it's like,
I know, right?
I get what he's doing where it's like, oh, I got to make the hollow hole, you know, I'm going to stab you right in the chest. I get that part, but it would have been gnarly if he got domed by that sword.
The moment I knew Kokoro was the bad guy was when the flame bad guy got glacked by Ichigo in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they made it. Oh, it's going to be him.
Which is like, the flame powers are cool. Like, they are.
He was doing
like
great.
Yeah.
He's not as fast as Uryu. He can't shoot
1400. No, definitely not.
And he has to go bam, bam, bam.
Uryu shouldn't have even been there, but I guess maybe they couldn't figure out who they wanted to slot in on that one. They were just a little confused.
Do we go with Hitsugaya again? Yeah. I don't remember, guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was there.
There's no way.
He was there. All to say, let him go.
So there's like, where they're at in the anime, this takes place is obviously right after the Hollow, you know, the Okura fight. There's no way they know anything about the Quincy's at this point. There's no way. So why was he allowed to go to hell?
Uryu just does whatever the fuck he wants, dude.
That's so weird. I guess they have to have established at some point in some world that Quincy's are a different race. They have to have established
and
that.
And they don't go to hell?
I think hell is that probably applies to all races. Where does Komamura go when he dies? If he was to die as like the wolf guy.
Oh, like, shit. Whoa, spoilers.
Yeah, I mean,
I would have to go with the all races thing because the main B-list bad guys were all random bullshit.
Yeah.
Is that what they look like?
I have no idea. I we're getting to like the. Does that?
I don't remember.
We're like going over with a fine tooth comb, and it's like,
why is Kokoro so strong?
It's like, the cracks are kind of starting to come through here on this movie.
Also, if they do, I saw Kokoro was in the fucking banner for Bleach Brave Souls. If they have a variation of him where he removes the fucking mask, just don't get that character. That is the ugliest
they had that variation.
So ugly, dude. He was the badass, like, Kakashi Ichigo.
So wasn't Ichigo at one point where he was fighting Ichigo and they just showed, they were like diving down from the sky and they just showed his one side of his face?
Oh,
like,
he looked great.
It was like, well, it's like, he looks pretty good there.
Yeah.
It's like,
he's a badass.
He reminded me of Madara when he started getting the horns.
Did they ever say what happened to his face? Like, why was happening?
No,
his
we
face?
Don't explain bullshit.
Like fucking sleeve got burnt off and his whole right side
he looked
was burnt.
Exactly the same. So he probably
fell. Oh my god, he looked like Donzo.
It's Donzo in hell. Nice. Yeah.
Is Donzo? We never heard about Donzo's sister.
It's all coming together.
Oh my god!
And he wanted to make everybody else feel pain, so he stole their eyes.
Pain.
It's coming. It's perfect.
Wow, we're.
I'm gonna have to bump up the rating for this movie now that I know it's an Naruto crossover. So.
Back to that though, you really think Memories of a Nobody was better than this?
Yes.
I agree with you, but you hated that movie.
So
I don't think he hated it.
It was boring. It was just boring.
In retrospect, I think I would rather watch that movie again than
it
watch.
It was just a really well-told story.
I would rather not watch them.
It was, that movie was much more build up to the end, but it was very like pretty, like them going around the real world. I liked the nice classical music as they were dancing around, as I said, when we watched it.
Yeah. We did get the heavy rock version of Shining Star.
Yeah, but there's one Shining Star version that has like a rap lyric in it. And I was like, when are they going to play that? Yeah. It's like, because I used to have long, long time ago, like when we were in high school, I don't know if you remember Mr. Yoshiyama's class.
Yeah, we used to play it all the time.
I had like all the Bleach songs in the goddamn world on my iTunes. Like,
you did.
Even like the stuff that I have now. So like when I bought the Karya CD that's over there, they have these CDs, if you guys aren't familiar. They're already up on YouTube.
Okay.
But if you guys are familiar, they basically took all of the characters from Bleach and they all sing a song. So like, So every character has a song that they actually sing, and it's the voice actor singing said song.
Oh,
so Kadia has a song. The Mod Souls have a song. And I used to have all of those on my, and it was actually
I do
my,
remember that.
It was my old iTunes, my iPod, the Square classic iPod
HD. The iPod videos.
Yep, iPod videos, yes.
Because I remember we went on a field trip
we
and JJ
little,
had splitters.
Little Square. It's like, so I had it on there, and because I just torrented it, obviously. It was like fucking 2006 or whatever. So it
flawless
was,
land.
Yeah. So I downloaded a batch of like all Bleach music, and I was like, And I would just listen to it. And it's like, it would play those songs too. So like, I've heard a lot of those songs. And that's where I've heard that song before, too. There's, a rap version of it. And it's like, that's baller. It's like, let's do that one. This rock one was cool for a little bit. And then it was like, oh, okay,
It was cool when you, like, heard it and you're like, oh, wow. Because I think we heard the guitar coming. And it was like, damn. And Sam's like, oh, full send.
Yeah.
And then we started hearing the melody. You're like, is that fucking Shining Star? Yeah. I was like, oh, that's
but it's
pretty
like,
cool.
It's hard to compete with regular Shining Star.
It's just fantastic.
Shining Star is great.
You don't have the Black Lady fucking belting her voice
regular
out in the
background. Shining Star is crazy good.
It's stupid good.
So it's like, it's hard to compete with that.
Off of that, though, I want to
call... Okay, we're taking a left turn.
Okay, so Kogata was bonkers strong,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Overly powered.
At the beginning, he had no reason to lie and say that he couldn't kill the fucking empanada things. The fucking floaty...
Yeah.
But he couldn't kill the empanada things.
Yeah, I don't think he ever did.
But he could wreck Hollow Mask Ichigo.
That's where
and Hollow Mask Ichigo just galacked like six of them in one shot.
So I'm trying to think back. I know
maybe
we literally,
the attack was different.
I know we literally just
that's
watched
fair.
It, but I can't remember. Did he ever directly fight Hollow Ichigo?
No,
he never fought Hollow
Ichigo Bastolore.
No, like just even Mask. Like
no,
did he ever
he
directly
never
fight
did.
Mask? I'm not so sure he did.
When we were making fun of him for losing his shirt, and he's like, oh, he's not even powered up.
Yeah.
Because that was
powered.
Before.
I think that was before.
Yeah. It was before he was back to Lorde, and he put the mask on.
Yeah, but I don't think Kokoro fought him at that point. So because he almost went Vassal Lorde almost immediately because he got the sword stab through his chest.
Yeah.
Like that's when we knew Kokoro was bad.
Yeah.
So and even when he went Vassal Lorde, Kokoro like never even really fought Vassal Lorde Ichigo.
Yeah,
like,
he just started
he just,
shooting
like,
his
let
Saros.
Him hit the chains, you know.
Did you like how he gets hit by a fucking Saro and he's just totally fine?
Yeah.
But he
then
put
when
the fucking
Ichigo
shield and I'm like, what the
fucking
hell?
Fucking glacks him with the sword and he's like bleeding out. Everyone's like, oh, I finally broke
so
my
one
chain.
Of his moves in Bleach Brave Souls, and, you know, as the resident expert
which
here.
Which one,
Kokoro? Kokoro is to get hit by a Saro and like it's an AoE attack and it's a Saro hitting him and going all over the place.
Nice. That's fucking funny.
He does a purple shield for one second and does nothing.
Out of nowhere. It's one of the only abilities we see a Kokoro is a purple shield.
Speaking of out of nowhere abilities, Ichigo's the god of hell.
The guy's like, hey, we can't take him out myself. I'm just going to touch you with my hand.
So to be fair, I like that part. Yeah. And then on the other hand, it's like, why do they hate him so much? Like they don't explain like they didn't go like, oh, he's he really fucks everything up. It's like, Why do you guys hate him? You guys just choose a gang up randomly on Kokoro? It's just
this guy's a dick, dude.
Yeah.
He's just an asshole, man.
Like Kokoro was like, oh, they're all here to fuck you up. And then they like, oh, now we're here to give Ichigo our power. I'm like, excuse me, what the fuck did I do to you guys? It's like...
Health. And then fucking Ichigo's the I'm the represented voting council
becomes
of
a fucking
hell.
Ass
cocky bastard, dude. He's like, this is your punishment for all you've done in hell.
See, when I was saying the mansplain Ichigo wasn't there, and I'm like, oh, but we got mansplain Ichigo, god of hell.
Yeah, he was so quick to cast judgment, so quick.
And how did he know he could undo that?
No, he didn't.
He just was like, oh, let me try.
Which never works.
Guys, it's a breathing technique. It's everybody with me.
It's a great costume, by the way. Great,
I didn't
great
like
costume.
It.
I
thought
like
it was
it.
A Halloween.
The moment I saw it, I've seen it before in something.
I was like, "This looks."
I was
sick.
Like, "Ooh!" I was like, "I forgot." That's a fire costume.
But what made me upset is he didn't do anything with it. Like he just kind of went. Fool.
Yeah, it was kind of like one of those. It was almost
it was
new
final
Getsuga.
Yeah.
Final Getsuga. Like one slash, and it's like, "Oh, I'm free."
And the writers like they don't even know this is gonna happen again.
Yeah.
Bastards.
So, but it was okay. It was kind of like a big cop out, but. I don't know. It's like, I don't know how to feel about it because it is like Ichigo kind of pumped himself up where it's like, I'm not going to use this hollow power, but then he uses a different power.
Which was kind of hollowy.
Very much so.
He just takes a different power. It's like, oh, okay, sure. Whatever.
I'll take that one.
Yeah. It's like, I'm just going to magically get this other power with a classic Ichigo move.
What I liked how he just assumes like, oh, yeah, I get this power. I'm going to have full control over it, and I'm not going to blow up hell because it came from
now,
hell.
Now, here's a question.
Okay.
See.
What if he didn't take that off and just left with it? Does he get to keep that form?
Come on. He's got everything.
He just wants a little bit more.
Obviously, once I would say he takes it off, he can't do it again. But let's just say he kept it on, like, Bankai status. You know, where
I
he's
feel
like
he wouldn't be able to have it in the real world.
Well, it's like, I'm just going to let that shit ride, you know?
See, I would have been cool with him... Because everyone, They didn't. Oh.
He is the captain of the hell world now.
I was about to explain something, and then I realized I have a gripe with the fucking story now.
Okay, go ahead.
So what if he goes outside of hell with that fucking thing on, and he gets pulled back in with the chains? I would have liked if, like, when he removes it, it's like, hey, guys, I made the sacrifice. When I got stomped by it, we had, like, a little chat. I'm going to be staying in hell. You're all free to go kind of thing. That would have been really cool. But what the fuck happened? Why does everyone's fucking chains come off? Did they explain that?
See,
he cut them.
You're assuming that they take risks when they do fillers is what you would like to see. You would like to see them do risks and fun things and let's really mix it up because
what if Ichigo never came back?
Yeah, we have like these fun like out of universe movies where we could do really fun stuff, but instead we're gonna keep it really down to earth and boring.
Would you expect like 10-year-olds watching this movie and they see Ichigo permanently stuck in hell? Like, what the fuck? No,
like
crying.
That would be cool. It's like. Just other,
like, it's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I've said this before. This is one of the nice things where I would kind of like a nice halfway point. One of the nice things of the comic book format is they are allowed to do a lot more.
Oh yeah,
like
Elseworld.
What ifs? Like, what if this happened? Or let's do this in this world.
If it goes too bonkers, rewrite the story.
Like exactly. The shitty part is that a story starts and it ends, which is a nice thing, but then like it's done. It's never coming back. Meanwhile, with like fucking manga, you get one solid storyline and it usually goes for goddamn ever.
Yeah.
And it's like that's all you need. That's great in its own regard because you can get that singular story. You don't have to worry about it. But then they don't branch out and do other fun things. And it's like when the few opportunities they have, which is what we talked about with all the other filler arcs to this point, they have an opportunity to do fun things, and they do boring stuff.
Yep.
It's like, why you do that?
We got to progress the story in some way.
Like, do something exciting. Mix it up. Like, let's do reversal of the roles. What if the Espadas were the good guys and the Soul Reavers were the bad guys? Let's do something different.
There's only 10 of them.
What if Aizen was a bad guy, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Because he did nothing
that's
wrong.
Did you write the movies? Did you? That was really going out of the box. Are you Noriyuki Abe?
Don't be a Abe.
Abe.
So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really have much else to say. We all have our little, like, petty gripes to the movie. Was it enjoyable to watch? Yeah, it didn't feel like it slogged. Like, it went right on by. Diamond Dust Rebellion slogged.
Oh, this one was hard to watch.
Like, I would have no problem rewatching this. It's just, I don't know. It was so predictable, and I had to see the same move happen over and over again. I feel like I can't.
How did they know Ichigo had sisters?
And it's like they do the classic basic setup where, you could say they were watching Ichigo. But they do like the classic. They show up, the heroes get defeated for no reason whatsoever. Now the heroes win when they're less powerful. It's like, what the fuck?
The power of friendship, dude.
Yeah.
So what really is weird to me, because they explained the whole cloak thing. Apparently, I fucking forgot that part. But they explain in those fillers right before this movie fucking comes out, Ichigo cannot go to hell.
Yes.
We're only sending
Rukia
and Abare, and they're going to go fucking to the world of living, and we'll give them access to hell if they need to, but they cannot fucking let Ichigo know.
Which didn't come into play, by the way, because Kokoro let them into hell. So, but go ahead.
Yeah, true.
5 minutes in, they're like, oh, we're on a mission. Can't talk to him.
Okay, so I knew you were going to bring this up. That, I would say, they had to do
because you think he was going to get too...
Yes. They had to give him the hard... So, like, it would have been dumb if they were like, yeah, we're here on a secret mission. We can't tell you. Because then Ichigo's going to be like, I'm not letting you guys do this
by yourself.
But the way they did it was very good where they were like, oh, listen, Byakuya said not tell you, just straight up. Sorry.
Yeah. And then Kokoro comes in and he's like, we can go to hell, guys. Yeah. And
I agree they should have stepped down their foot. That's what I agree.
Yeah. Yep. It just doesn't make sense. Yeah. It don't make sense.
It comes back to the classic Bleach problem. The communication sucks.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, there's a reason the communication sucks, and they're all using butterflies, okay? So, I mean...
I never got my butterfly, guys. I'm just going to charge into battle.
Yeah,
it's
just,
infinitely better than mail and email, and I would almost say they could use it way easier. And they're just like, fuck, how does this shit work? Butterflies?
It's just like, you know...
How do
just
I get my butterfly to the right person?
What if he was just like, he went to Captain Money, like, hey, my sister got stolen. You guys already knew this was going to happen because we know that as a character.
When does Ichigo get a hell butterfly? What the fuck?
Who knows, dude?
It's just like, hey, can you guys help me out? Go get her. It's like, it'd be great.
No, Ichigo.
They don't want him to go. So surely it could be some of like, listen, you guys need to help me out or I'm going to go. One of the two. Okay, fine.
But when they don't do anything and don't have communication, Head Captain Yamamoto can come and say, this is all your fucking
Captain's
fault.
Captain's
meeting, bitch. To be fair to Head Captain Yamamoto, I think that was like him trying to rein Ichigo in. So we didn't talk about this part, but Ichigo basically comes out with Yuzu, and she still has the chain, which the chain magically disappears, and they never explain, by the way.
Yeah, Orihime.
Never explained what happened.
She didn't do
there.
Shit.
Exactly.
So basically, Ichigo is like lashing out at everybody about like, fuck you, even I need Orihime. To save Yuzu. And that's when Yamamoto is like, it's your own fucking fault, idiot. Why are you getting mad at us?
Yeah.
Like,
well, so they didn't explain his point of view until a flashback later.
I think that's like, because Ichigo was being a dick. Like, they were like, oh, we got medicals on the way.
It makes sense.
It's
his little sister, but
yeah, but
still.
I mean, that's why I think Yamamoto was like, this is your own fault. Like, we did not contribute to this. Like,
yeah. Don't be mad at my man.
We weren't even fucking there. It's like, you didn't even ask.
He didn't say it like that, though. He just said, this whole thing is your fault.
He did say you went into hell without permission.
That's true. If he had said,
was
like,
it in the flashback?
They have
it might have been the flashback.
Yeah, the flashback made sense.
Yeah.
I totally agree with flashback Yamamoto. In the moment, huge dick, though.
Yeah, but I mean, still, I think... As a whole, Yamamoto is a good guy. As we said before, I wish he was a little more Dumbledore-esque.
Yeah.
Where it's a lot,
more like Byakuya.
Yeah, where it's a lot clearer he is a good guy.
Wink at you.
yeah. But, Byakuya is awesome in this movie. I almost feel like this was a budget movie where they didn't want to pay a lot of people, so they were like,
they just picked and choose.
We'll just have a little weird handful of them, and we'll just kind of... Like, Totsuki was in the movie, which I like Totsuki. I think she's great.
Yeah.
They show her just knocked out at one point, and they reference her, and then, she's unconscious. She can't talk.
So I have a gripe with that, too. Yeah. So she
Kago was there.
They don't, They don't join, or Katsuki doesn't join their group because she's doing early practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the scaffolding falls. They have that whole bit, and then they talk about it in the class. No, we're not blaming Totsuki. Stop. We're in the classroom, and everyone, Kago and all of them, are all there. Totsuki's not there, right? And then they go to leave to investigate. They come back to an explosion, and Totsuki's there. And you're like, oh, shit, why is Totsuki here? And then it's, Kago's over here, too. So Totsuki was in the classroom.
Okay.
They just make shit up. They didn't fucking... They made a major point about her.
No. So here's how I'm going to explain this. All right, I've got it all figured out. She wasn't there with them when they were coming to school because she had early practice. So she was already there and already thus in the class with everybody.
So everyone ditched class.
So she wasn't there during that part, all right? So then she made it back to class and then she was there, and you know. But the one part that was a little weird, like assuming where this takes place, as far as Ichigo knows, last where the Totsuki and Ichigo left off, they are not on good terms. And
he accused him of being a soul reaper.
And he lied. He was like, no, I'm not. And she's like, I know you fucking are. Tell me. And he's like, no. But then he's in soul reaper form talking to her when she's knocked out on the ground.
Well, she didn't notice.
Yeah.
Well, she was knocked out.
But it's like, I don't know. Well, like, choose your side. Like, don't flip-flop on it. It's like, you're going to let her know you're Soul Reaper or not.
How many episodes was that ago?
It's a couple weeks ago.
I want to say almost 100 fucking episodes.
Long time.
2 years in the fucking anime.
Yeah. I just want to once again throw... this is my last little bit that I want to say.
Okay.
I wish they would use Hitsugaya less. Like,
he didn't need to be in the movie.
He did not need to be in the movie, and I wish they would have given that as an opportunity to give that to somebody else.
Mayuri.
You said somebody, and I thought you were going to say Sasakibe,
I wish, dude.
I feel like Hitsugaya is, obviously, he is a fan favorite. I can't deny that. But he is in fucking everything.
He did nothing except for...
They have goddamn 13 squads or whatever. Mm, yep. It's like... Can we just pick someone else, please? Like, I don't need to see Rangiku again either. Orihime's already in the movie. I've got the orange-haired, big-boobed woman filled. It's like
they did wonderfully with Orihime, by the way.
Great outfit. Fair play. It's like I'm normally a Team Rukia, but they did a great job with Orihime. Like,
but they didn't even have Kenpachi. They had the big glowing blow-up yellow.
Yeah. Okay, this is for real the last thing. Because, they write him off. They write off Kenpachi and Mayuri in the filler episode.
But why would they do it?
And then they're not in the movie.
Yep.
It's really lame because they do the glow and then Kokuda does the laugh and you hear
Kokuda,
Coconut fucking does the laugh and you see the fucking yellow explosion going on and you hear the laugh. I'm like, oh my God, Kenpachi's here.
Yep.
And you think, it's like Ichigo gets his super god powers and Kokuto
is
the one.
Is it weird that I hate that Hitsugaya is in everything, but I love that Kenpachi is? Because
he's
like,
fucking hilarious.
It's like, Hitsugaya is in a movie to be boring and sulky.
Yeah.
It's like Kenpachi is in the movie to be OP and laugh. And like,
he's just having a good time, man.
Give me more of that one, please. Yes. Thank you.
He's just having a good time. He's trying to blow up stuff.
Even like Mayuri is funny. It's like, it's just.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see my lady there.
Like,
Unohana, too.
Unohana was there. Like, she would have been a great one as well to be the level headed. Oh, let Ichigo go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that,
yeah, she
like,
would.
Like, why did we have to have Hitsugaya, really?
Or Ichigo, don't go. I'm going anyway. No, you're not. Okay.
Yeah, that is classic. That is classic.
I see what you said.
And then as he's going in, he'll throw a quick little jab at Isane and just run right into the portal.
She can't fucking heal shit, by the way. I'm at full power, even though I don't have my cloak on the whole time.
It's like, let's go to follow me to Gargantz real quick. I gotta show you. It's like, watch this.
Oh, we didn't even see Kiraku.
I mean, we didn't see a lot of people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
The rest of the court guard.
That's what I'm saying. There were a lot of options to pick here, and they just continue to pick Hitsugaya, which I obviously know, fan favorite. You use him on the poster.
Oh, his thing is,
you know,
he's like, oh, he's been to the real world. He knows what it's like.
Yeah, fuck it. They already have Renji and Rukia in the thing, so fuck him.
Yeah, I'm less tired of Renji than I am of Hitsugaya. Yes.
Renji's kind of fun,
isn't
though.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. It's like,
and he's awful.
Yeah, like Hitsugaya, I don't know. There's something about that character where it's like, I don't need any more of that, please.
He's Tanjiro.
Maybe that is.
He's too good.
I don't think he's too
good.
The
only time he breaks the mold of being like a good psychopath is when he fights Aizen. That's the only time where he's just like, I will literally forsake my rank as captain to fucking kill you.
That's a good point. It's
duty. Yeah. And we all
prodigy
know
kid,
the back.
Best yeah. ever. Yeah.
And we know in the back of our head he's
but
never
the prodigy
gonna
kid
die.
Is always like that too.
Yeah, it's annoying as fuck.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all in all, I would still give this a solid third. I would say though, for real memories of nobody and this one are very close.
Okay.
Like they could be interchangeable.
If you wanted more
depending.
Action, I would lean towards this.
Yes,
and if you wanted like a good story, I would lean towards that.
So I would say, but obviously Fade to Black is the best one.
Top 10.
Like way higher than that. It's just without a doubt. So watch Fade to Black. I would say don't worry about any other movies because it's just
they're not
that
hot trash.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. They're not good.
Okay, well, that's all of the movies except for the live-action Bleach, so that's the last
Which
one.
Which could be the best. Yeah.
That's not a guarantee of us watching, but maybe we will watch it. I'm thinking
like
maybe we'll top
if
off the series.
If we need content,
we'll
do this.
Yeah. We'll finish Fullbring Arc, and we'll be like, hey, well, we finished Trash, gotta end with
Trash. We got that live-action Bleach movie we could watch. Might as well, yeah. So thanks for watching. Of course, let us know what you guys thought of the Hellverse movie. It's interesting points. It talks a lot about Hell, so there's lots to be discussed there. Yeah. Especially because they don't talk to it too much otherwise outside of the movie. So let us know what you think in the comments down below. Of course, leave a like and subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, Amazon, Pandora, all the things, leave us a good review, leave us a rating. And if you are, you can always reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram if you want to share your thoughts with us there. Until then, we will see you guys next Friday for another episode. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.